Well, here we are for another pre-show, this one for the 15th. And this is going to be another encore show today because I'm still working in town, but today's the last day. So tomorrow we'll have a new show for you. I appreciate your indulgence. And I might even have a picture for social media shortly to give you a hint as to what I've been doing. Been very, very long days. Today was an extremely long day. Had to get up at 7. Yesterday, I should say, was a very long day. Got up at 7 to get to the studio by 9. And then we were working until 8. So about 11 hours. Got home an hour or so ago. Thunder, my dear cat, had vomited everywhere. I tend to like leave a lot of food for Thunder, and that's probably not a good idea when I'm gone for a long period of time, because she's a glutton, man. So I cleaned up all of that, and I ate myself. I mean, I ate food for myself, and came over to the studio here. About all the time I have left to do is to do an encore show. So that's what we're going to do today. And then we're going to, like I said, we'll do a new show for you tomorrow. I don't know what kind of a new show it'll be. It'll be something. But yeah, it's been hard work. Today was the toughest of the 4 days I've been on this job. Excuse me. Out in Burbank, California. I'm really beat. Let's see. Excuse me. Clear my goddamn throat. Okay, so we'll take a look at 11/15 from last year. I'm probably blown well past that date in terms of our encores. I thought the one we did with Bobby Dooley and the exploding ass implants was pretty fucking funny. I didn't listen to it today. It's just my memory of it is that it was funny. Here is the 15th. Like I say, this is probably something that we've already blown past. Well, okay, so that was a Margaret Gray's holiday specials. That was actually a repeat. Ted Bell is losing his mind. What is this about? And Father McCorders calls in to chastise him. What the hell? What the fuck does this mean?
Ted of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, everybody, it is Ted Bell, and welcome to this edition of the world famous Phil Henry Show. Great to be with you. Great to be back in the saddle again here from Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Here at Ted's. Yeah. Do you want to put our meat in your mouth?
Well, you heard that, Ted.
You say you heard that. What did you hear?
I just heard you say JC.
I'm very sorry, Phil.
Well, obviously, we know from watching your Twitter feed.
Perfect.
And if you want to follow Ted on Twitter, it's, what is it, Ted?
You know what? You're something. Thank you very much, folks, for tuning in tonight.
Well, why don't you want to mention your Twitter feed?
Because, Phil, obviously, that's not something I want to point up.
Ted, look. This ought to be good. All right. Ted's Twitter feed in November of 2021, of 2021. If you have Twitter, go back and check it out. It's Ted's Beverly Hills. Ted's Twitter feed is twitter.com/ Ted's, T-E-D-S, Beverly Hills. Not the easiest handle. This, you know, I was setting up these accounts. They're not very easy handles. I don't know what made me think of that. Now, let's get our archive show ready. I believe it's from November 2001, if I'm not mistaken. Right? Let me check out and see. I think it is. Turn the light off on this thing, Phil. Jesus. November 2001. All right, so... Well, today's was November 2000, yeah, so. Today is the 15th. And Chris Norton. Chris Norton got fired for telling overweight women at his office they need to wear burkas until they lose some weight. Jay Santos says, spreading Harry Potter excitement in a Judeo-Christian society might cause problems. And Jay is very right there that there's people that hate Harry Potter because they say he's satanic. I think we'll do Jay Santos. I haven't done Jay in a while. All right, cool, baby. Phil Henry here for the world famous Phil Henry Show website. Phil Henry here for the world famous Phil Henry Show website. Test 1-1.